Welcome to Snap Talk with Chandra, the podcast. Ready to live creatively and freely?
Let's go!
Be inspired by someone who left corporate culture to live her entrepreneurial dream. Here's your host, Chandra Webb.
Hey, welcome to Snap Talk with Chandra. How is everybody doing out there? I hope everybody's having a great evening. I know that I am. So, I have a great show for you guys tonight. I have some amazing gentlemen in the studio with me, but I will introduce them in a moment. So, what are we talking about today? So, we're in the month of February, and we all know that it's Love Month. Right? It's Love Month. That's what they call it. So I was like, what do we talk about? And I like to talk about my own personal experiences because I've been through so much.
Okay.
No, oh, my goodness. But today we're going to be talking about dating up or dating down. Have you ever dated up or dated down? That's what we're going to get these gentlemen in on. But first, I'm going to introduce my first guest. He is the co-owner of The Culture Couple, which is an amazing event planning company here in the city of Houston. They do off-the-chain baby showers, parties, lunch parties, you name it. They can create it. But he is also, I call him a philosopher because he's very educated. But we have Mr. Blandon Thomas. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening. And then my other guest, he is the author of Me Before We, Relationship Guide. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all need to read that. I know I do. Maybe I should have read it before I got married. But anyway, we're not going to get off into
help
that.
Help us.
But he is also a musician. He plays a ton of different instruments. Very, very talented. He is my friend. I've been on his show, too, as well. He is he's the host of Lunchtime Lessons, and he talks about everything. So you can definitely catch us this month in February Lunchtime Lessons. Take a moment. Funny, good stuff. Tune in. But we have King Mason. What is up?
I'm trying to be like you, man.
I love it. I love it. So y'all ready to get into our conversation tonight?
Let's get into it.
Yes. So have you ever told yourself, you know what, the next person that I date, not going to be like the last one, good and bad, or maybe bad, because the good things, well, I don't know, we'll get off into that, but have you ever, you know, said, I can't do it, I'm done with this person, if I meet someone that has, you know, characteristics, red flag, they're out the door. Okay. So I wanted to talk about this topic because I've had this situation happen to me several times. And sometimes I feel like it may be a cycle. Yeah, okay. It may be a cycle. And then, you know, I don't know, this might be a therapy session for me by the time we finish. But, Blandon, so have you ever had that situation? Have you looked at it as you dating up or down. Either one, have you dated up or have you dated down before?
So I guess my response would be two parts.
Okay.
So I don't necessarily know if I would classify it as dating up or down.
Okay. Well, let me stop you there.
Okay.
I guess let's go back. What is dating up and dating down? What does that mean to you?
So upon me hearing it, it kind of gives a little negative connotation either way. Like, okay, if you're dating up, like, you're not that great. And if you're dating down, then they're not that great. So, I mean, you know, to some extent, I mean, you know, we're all flawed. So
right.
What I would say is that I've been in situations in the past that I was not a right fit for that person or, as I would put it, like, unequally yoked.
Okay.
So, like, my grandmother had this saying, I was just so used to, like, sitting and talking with her and not really understanding the content where she was bringing me. But, you know, once you get older,
right,
once we mature and we live a little life, we can understand some you know, some of this wisdom a little better. So she sat down with me and my cousin, and she told us one day, she was like, you know, baby, a bird and a fish can fall in love, but where would they build their home? Mm. And so I was always confused by this.
Grandma.
Right. That was my grandma Helen, y'all. Anyway, that's that old school wisdom. Right. So, and I didn't understand it as a child, mm-hmm. but growing older, having some more experience under my belt, and then after, you know, I came to Christ, I really fully understood that. Because it's like, yeah, the bird and the fish, they can fall in love, but mm-hmm. they have two different home lives. They have two different goals. You know, the fish is trying to swim, the bird is trying to fly.
Two like, different environments.
Like, a compromise is going to be nowhere for them, and it's going to be death for either one. Like, mm-hmm. the bird can't live underwater, and the fish can't live out of the water. So I think I've been in those situations before where I was dating someone, and I think it was more or less after I became mm-hmm. a Christian. Mm-hmm. And then had a real firmly rooted foundation, and then they weren't as serious as I was in my faith. Mm-hmm. And so that was a big red flag for me, and so I let that relationship go.
Right.
So
I like that. I like the fact that you said, you know, the two can't coexist after a while, meaning if you're from one type of environment and the other, and then you try to come together. But I like the way you worded it. Very diplomatic and politically, you know, correct. You made it sound all pretty and holy and stuff like that. But honestly, so I think dating up or down, when I think about it,
yeah.
The first thing I think about is financial status.
Okay.
So in dating up. And then in dating down, you know, could be along those same lines, but maybe he may not be as educated, you know, as I am. He okay. may not be from the same stock, meaning, you know, the type of lifestyle that I have, he may not be used to. So although it sounds negative, there is some reality in that. And I have to be, you know, I have to be real with myself, but I want to get King Mason's thought on it. What is dating up and dating down to you? And have you ever done it?
Let me say this. I only think dating up and down is literally on status.
Okay.
Because I don't think we date anybody that's ugly. So we don't befriend ugly people. So dating somebody that you thought was unattractive, that's your fault. So dealing with status, I would say I've dated both, yes. But I think, once again, status.
You dated ugly people?
No. No. You know, to me, you know what I'm saying?
Well, they weren't ugly to you, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, we could ask a couple of friends. You know,
they but, might say different.
Yeah, right. Hey, hey. Well, I'm not going to say that. But no, with status literally is a time thing. Like, one day, it's like the song, What a Difference a Day Makes. One day you could be broke as hell, and then the next day you could be driving a BMW and everything like that. So status is literally depending on situation and everything like that. So if we look at status, have I ever done that? Yes. I've dated somebody who made more, who had more education, and then I've dated people who may have had the same or maybe less education than I, because I don't have a college degree. I have some college, but I've done things, you know what I'm saying? You would call me, I guess, what, a trade person or business owner or entrepreneur. So it just depends on what you believe you can work with, because it's a lot of women that I've talked to that don't understand how I make my money. And I'm like, I don't understand that, but have I ever asked you for $20?
Right. Why is that an issue?
But a lot of people are caught up in the corporate 9-to-5.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they believe that every 2 weeks, or if you work for the government, every month, you should have a check that comes in.
Right.
But my life doesn't work that way.
Yeah,
so if I don't get up every day and do something and hustle and make this happen and have a good repertoire with people, good relationship with people, I don't work. I don't eat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people can't see that on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that dating up and down is really something that you have to kind of it's finicky depending on what your situation is.
Right.
You know
I agree.
So,
I agree. I totally agree with you. And so when we talk about that, so I know as a woman, you know, for women, financial status is important.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. It is. Yes. And so, you know, when we're dating someone, and I just have to be honest, that's not the first thing I think about. I think about stability. I don't necessarily think about, oh, does he make more money than me or something like that? Because even when it comes to looks, women can date a man that's not that attractive. But if he has some change, we can make it work.
See, I don't know.
And so with that, do women look at different things as far as like dating up? Like, he ain't gonna be like Tyrone. I'm gonna make sure I date somebody, you know, make more money, or he has to be more educated, as opposed to men, the way that they date up. Do you think there's a difference? Because, you know, you might have dated Felicia, you like, the next girl I get, she ain't gonna be nothing like Felicia. She gonna be this, whatever. So do you think idea? What's your thoughts on that?
I do. Yeah, I think women approach dating or getting with somebody totally different than men do.
Well, yeah.
It's with, like you even just said it, like a person, well, from my point of view, from my perspective, that you would date somebody who's not as attractive, mm-hmm. but because they have money. I know me, if I can't do that, you know, you have to look a certain way for me to get with you and stay with you, because we all, as we get older, we understand that the body fades, you know, and things do mm-hmm. like that. But I still have to be able to look at you.
Well,
mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Well, I still got to be able to.
Well.
You know what I'm saying?
Put your eye on them.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
The blood has to run high.
But I think status means something to men at a younger age, like Uchi has this. But peace of mind means something as you get older. Like, that's great she has all the money and stuff like that, but can I deal with her? You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Can I talk to her? Does she understand where we moving? Mm-hmm. How we doing this? So that's it. Now, women, y'all will pull up with a lot of stuff for some coins.
Yes, we
y'all will. Y'all put up with a lot of stuff, you know, because he got this and he got that. And, ooh, I feel, ooh, he took me to Vic and Anthony's. And, ooh, yep. he didn't pay my car note. You know what I'm saying? So,
that goes down to the root of the issue, like you said, mm-hmm. men look for peace.
Mm-hmm.
That's the idol that most men have, and the idol that most women have is security. Mm-hmm. So, yes. However those two play themselves out,
mm-hmm.
like you, I agree. I believe I've never dated anybody ugly. Mm-hmm. You know, because mm-hmm. for me, there has to be some level of attractiveness there.
Mm-hmm.
But for women, you know, they can say, okay, I fell in love with his personality, or I love his personality.
Now, but have you ever seen
right, right?
And you be like, how you get with him?
Right. Yes, Lord.
Right. It's on very a rare occasion where he's ugly and broke.
Because, you know what I'm saying? Thing I say when I see a woman, I'm like, he must got some change. That's the first right. thing I say to myself. And so that brings me to another point. So one of the reasons so we talked about dating up. So let's talk about dating down, because some people intentionally date down.
Mm.
And I think one of the reasons people date down is, one, insecurities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And two, control.
Yeah.
So pure example, you know, I think we had this conversation before. Blandon had asked me, he said, when you meet a guy, automatically do you tell him, you know, what all your credentials are, that you have this degree? And I said, and it was a great question. And I said, no, I don't. I don't disclose. I don't know why, but I don't disclose that information. Yes, I do know why. I don't disclose that information right up front, because in my mind, I don't want him to be intimidated, and I don't know if that's good.
But that's not up for you. That's not. You can't like gauge that for him. You know, if he's going to be intimidated by a woman who has these accolades and who is shown herself to be a finisher, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying like if you don't have a college degree, you're not a finisher, but the litmus test is that you have done these things, you've completed them,
mm-hmm.
you should be proud of them. They shouldn't hide in the shadows because you're afraid that some man is going to feel usurped by these things.
Right.
And if he's putting all his eggs in the baskets of accomplishments, then that's his own insecurities.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know? But then maybe you do feel a way. Maybe you do feel like, okay, am I approachable because mm-hmm. I have these things to offer? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
that's true. That's a good point. So with people having insecurities and some people having control issues. So I say control king because I've heard of it. You know, some men may date a woman that may not be, you know, have what she has. She may be from a different place, so mm-hmm. he can control her. Like, what do y'all think about that? She's gonna need me, and you know, I'm upgrading her. Like, men and women think like that.
I think these these words that we use, you know what I'm saying? A lot of things are taught, and I say that all the time. Dysfunction is learned, but it also can be unlearned. So if you have a man who can't appreciate you for the hard work that you put in for your life, for what you've accomplished, and it makes him feel a certain type of way, you shouldn't be with him anyway. So that should be something that you put out there, like on dating apps. Mm-hmm. They ask these type of questions, like, what is your education? So a man as being on what, Tinder or what? What is the other one? Plenty of Fish, something like. So if you're a man,
I don't know.
And somebody's happily married, but I'm not gonna name
that. I've heard it's Match, it's Tinder, Plenty of Fish. I've heard.
But if somebody sees that you have a doctoral degree and they only have high school and they're upset about that for themselves, that person's not for you. That has nothing to do with you. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of women look only narrow, like what's in front of them. Like, oh, this is in the area where I'm at. Instead of being like, well, let me weed out this area and go someplace else. Mm-hmm. Because if you keep constantly dealing with the same person over and over again, you have an issue. Not the people that you keep picking.
Right.
And I say that in my book, we get caught up sometimes with preferences. Preferences can be eye color, could be eyebrows, could be how he walks, how he talks. As I say, give an example with my mother. My father's birthday is in February. My sister's father's birthday is in February. And her current husband's birthday is in February. Now, I don't, what does that mean? You know what I'm saying? What is it that about a February man that she likes? February, you know what I'm saying? So it's just one of those things. You have to understand what you like and what you don't like.
I agree. So is it wrong to intentionally, say, pursue someone that can upgrade you or take you to another? Because people do it all the time. You know, people get with other people because they can benefit them and insert or make my image look good. So if I'm wanting to go a certain direction with my career and maybe having a guy that's this corporate guy making money or whatever may make everything look good and, you know, push me along. So is that wrong?
I don't think it's wrong if you get with someone who encourages you to be a better you. I don't think that's wrong. Mm-hmm. But speaking just materialistic and status and shopping sprees and all this, like, I think that's wrong, and I think that could be a benefit. Like, I know since I've been with my wife, like, my life has been full of blessings, right? Mm-hmm. And not just in this like prosperity kind of way, but right. like emotionally and spiritually, you know, like I'm better than I was as a single person now that I'm part of a unit,
yes.
the cultural couple.
Yes.
It would have never been born, I wouldn't think, if I never married my wife. You know, I had this idea for this business, but when I presented to somebody else, it was kind of like, oh, you know, they were kind of in, they were kind of out. It had a completely different name. When I presented to my wife, she gave it life, you mm-hmm. know, because she was the creative part of it that I needed, you know. Mm-hmm. So I've benefited from that, but I didn't go seeking that. I pursued her because we were on the same path. We were both looking and seeking to please God with our lives and mm-hmm. and to honor him in that way. And so out of that came these things, you know. But solely for the benefit to, like, you know, just kind of take you to the next level, put you in the limelight.
Right. This is what I need.
Yeah, that's a little sketchy.
and I like the way that you said it, like in partnering up with the right person, it can just upgrade you naturally and organically, not necessarily like seeking like selfishly.
Yeah.
I need to get with this type of person because I need to take my life to the next level.
Right.
You know, but when you do get with that person, because we're in the month of February and we're talking about, you know, love and relationships, that person should always be able to add to you and to sometimes take you to a place that you haven't explored. And and like you say, give life to things that you may have thought about or wanted to do or have laid dormant in your life. And so I think that's when you know that you have partnered up with someone good. So,
okay.
King Mason, so when a man tells a woman, girl, I don't even deserve you.
No.
I've heard it. From a man's perspective, what is he really saying? Because, look, because some women, they think that's romantic.
These fallacies in these Hollywood movies. these Love Jones moments. I'm going to go back and go back and piggyback off of what you said before and bring it back around.
Okay.
When you do attach to somebody who, what we would call, can elevate you, there's one or two things that you always have to be aware of with that type of stuff is, are they using you? Because a lot of people can love you for the attachment that you have to what they can get, and then that's that could be a genuine love, but then when they get where they need to be, it changes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've made it, I've arrived, so I don't quote unquote need you anymore to do what I need to do. So you have to be careful with that. So when a man to me says he does not deserve you, what I believe he's saying is that, God dang, I'm not where I need to be, or you're doing things for me that I've never experienced before, or you're taking me someplace where I've always wanted to go, but I've always linked up with the wrong person. I don't even deserve you. Or he could have in the back of his mind, he know he's doing wrong. So he really does not deserve you. And it's all those things, you know what I'm saying, depending on who the man is. It just really you really have to sit down and talk. And I think a lot of this has to do with communication.
Right.
It doesn't really have to do with like stats, because Oprah could date, you know, a garbage man.
She could.
But the thing is, what you got to understand about dating in status levels, Oprah can be like, I want to go to the Bahamas right now. And she can do that. But brother that works for the city, like, baby, I got to clock in. You know what I'm saying? I got to do this. So you have to be able to understand, like, who am I getting with, the do's and don'ts, and what we can and cannot really, really do together.
Mm-hmm.
Because Oprah going to throw a $1 million party.
You know she is.
She gonna do that.
Yeah.
But when you get Tyrone, he got to get off at 6 and then go home and shower and do all the rest of that stuff. And, you know, will you make me look the part? It's great to say that we love each other, but how do we look out? And does that bother you?
Mm-hmm.
Does that bother you that I'm not on the same level as you, that you're a doctor and I'm a teacher? You know what I'm saying? Or you're an airplane pilot and I own my own multi, you know, $1 million business.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends.
And I think it's about getting with someone that is open. So, for example, if I got with someone and they live this lifestyle, you know, with politicians and all of that. Well, I'm not a politician, nor have I ever been in that circle. So that would be different for me. And probably initially I would be intimidated, say maybe in a circle that I've never been in before. Yeah. You know, there are certain mannerisms and, you know, just all kind of stuff that comes along with that. And I think that would be a challenge. And so even for me, you know, a professional woman, because I've talked to some of my girlfriends and, you know, they've dated, you know, men that have not, maybe they're corporate women, they're not corporate. And I found it kind of challenging sometimes, depending on who the man is, to kind of bring him into my world.
You have to be willing to change, though. It's just like what you say.
Like changing, I need to change.
No, it's being no. It's one of those things. You have to change from what you know, from your frame of reference. So if I'm dating somebody who is literally a politician, I have to be able to walk in that person's circle, in that person's frame of reference and what they do, and still be able to come back. And dealing with people like that, it is a literal, I have to learn how to maneuver in your world.
I agree.
So with me traveling all the time with different people and things like that, if you see me playing with, you know, with Fantasia, you have to maneuver in my world and what I do. Mm-hmm. You can't act all crazy then run on Fantasia and be like, oh, I'm your, no, hold on, sit down.
Sit down, you know, somewhere.
Sit down.
But isn't it up to the person to act kind of like an ambassador to that world? Like, it's up to that person to help kind of broker the deal,
right?
Or to like help the person come into.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But see, that's the challenging part. Not a lot of people know how to bridge the gap, so to speak.
I agree.
And so you have to have your identity firm on who you are,
mm-hmm.
and who they are, and be okay with that and comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
But then if the person is in a different world than you, it goes back and forth because you have to go back across the bridge.
Right.
Like you were talking about earlier, you know. So if Oprah and the Garbage Man, she might feel uncomfortable going to, you know,
see the cookout.
Council.
Yes.
Right.
She, yes.
But she might not if he's doing his job.
Right.
And being an ambassador and brokering the deal right. correctly.
I agree.
You know
and
what
I'm making
saying?
Her feel comfortable
yeah. right.
and saying, hey, this is my life. This is the world that I, you know, live in. Would you, you know, first of all, would you be comfortable
yeah.
in going, say, to this cook-off?
And not know? Judging.
And not judging.
But we're a partnership. So we come as one, regardless if we are, you know, having high tea with the queen
mm-hmm.
or if we are going, you know, to the corner store and getting sunflower seeds and
yes.
Arizona tea. You know, wherever you're at.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to your partner to help make you comfortable.
And that's all right. in communication. You gotta communicate with them.
Right. So this brings me to one of
By the way, I don't like sunflower seeds or Arizona tea. I'm just saying.
What?
I just had to put that out there. I'm just
saying. Oh, I'm taking his card. I'm not going to tell you what kind of card. You like sunflower seeds?
David's has always been in my life.
Yes. Let me tell you, I think sunflower seeds is an appetite suppressant.
No.
Because
no.
I can eat sunflower seeds and not eat.
I'm trying to
That's
tell
the
you
devil.
Okay. So, one last question. Do men chase a 10 and marry a 5?
Where do you get this question from? Like, what?
Never.
Do we chase a 10?
Never.
No, I
never.
No.
Or do they marry a 7? I mean, what?
It depends. And it's like these memes that be out like men ain't nurturers and women care for their kids better. It all depends on the person because I believe it starts in middle school, high school. We see women. We see a girl after we get attracted to them. We literally want the best who we think is mm-hmm. a 10.
Right.
It's not what you think is a 10, but what we believe is a 10.
Okay.
So if we get it or if we don't, we like, oh, well, there's somebody else. But when you get to a level of understanding and maturity, you can say, yes, she's a 10, but only in her physical, but not in her mental. So I can dwindle down a little bit in some physical characteristics,
mm-hmm.
but she's a 10 in her mentality now. She's a 10 in her maturity. So the numbers are just reciprocals, you know what I'm saying, of mm-hmm. beauty and maturity to me.
Gotcha. What about you, Landon? Last thoughts?
No, I dated and married a 20.
All right.
She off the scale.
I hope she's watching.
I love you, girl.
There you go. There you go. I love you.
Happy
boo.
Valentine's Day. Right.
but no, I mean, I agree with part of what King Mason is saying, but I just think for the most part, men are visual creatures, and mm-hmm. for us,
mm-hmm. yeah, mm-hmm.
they have to be right. They just do. I have to be able to look at you,
yes.
day in and day out.
When you wake up,
right?
I see God's life.
And see, this one was so great because when I got to see my wife without makeup, first of all, she didn't wear a lot of makeup. She
Thank
doesn't
you,
have to wear a lot of makeup.
Thank
so
you,
I was like, oh praise God.
Yes.
That's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want this natural beauty who doesn't know that she's natural. That's when you got it.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you
mm-hmm.
got one. But anyway, mm-hmm. so no, I don't think most men chase tens and marry fives. I don't think they settle that way. I think women will settle that way.
Yeah.
I think they'll go for the cute bad boys, the handsome bad boys or whatever, and then get with somebody who makes them feel secure.
Right.
But and men, he got two teeth and ten. Right.
No, you're right.
And then she'll try to make him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She'll fix that five.
We'll
look, she'll make him a seven.
Right.
And
this is my last thing, because a woman will get with a four and you know, we'll, you know, a man, a four gets with, you know, say a 10 woman.
But listen, you can't do this.
Hold on,
people scared of heights. Now, if you met him at a four, you can't take him to a 10. Because
we shouldn't take him to a 10, but we do.
Yeah.
And we upgrade. And then all the other women like, ooh.
Yeah, you upset now since he out there.
Last right. year.
And now you got a mouth full of veneer.
And now he don't know how to act. He don't know how to act. He got money in his pocket. He's getting attention that he's not used to getting. So now he's like, oh, I'm better.
Because I done upgraded him.
Upgraded him on your dime.
Okay, that's another conversation. I'm gonna have to bring these gentlemen back. We're gonna have to have a part two. Great conversation. Oh my goodness. But before we leave, I like to do something called Snap Thoughts.
Okay.
Snap Thoughts. Oh. So I have a little box of questions. Oh, and Lord. You have to think first thing that comes to mind.
I'm nervous.
Okay.
Don't be nervous. to come up with the answer. So I have my little box. Right here, my little bucket.
There you go.
Okay, so I'm going to shake it up.
Shake it
up.
Pull
you three questions.
Shake it up.
Three.
Yeah, three. Don't open
them. Three at one time?
Yeah, three. Just pick one, two, three.
One, two.
I just want everybody to be aware. I may say the wrong thing.
Uh-huh, dog.
So we got three. So one. That's one.
Two. Don't open it.
Okay, so
King Mason, hand me your first question.
Okay, here you go.
Okay, first thing that comes to mind. Let's see. What advice would you give a friend about getting married?
Listen. marriage is for some. And marriage is not for others. But I just want people to not think putting marriage on people, my friend, is what you're supposed to do. Marriage is not for everybody. Mm-hmm. It is not. And you need to take a look, as I did, research, understand what makes marriage work and what makes marriage not work. So you need to understand, is this somebody who you can see yourself with for 20 years, having the same woman on your side for 20 years, having the same sex for 20 years? You know what I'm saying? Can you do that? Can you handle that?
Yes.
You know, a lot of people can't handle that.
No, that's why we, I'm not going to get off into that.
Okay. don't tell on yourself now.
Okay. All righty. We just have time for... two more questions. Okay. This is a good one.
Okay.
You can hop on a plane anywhere in the world tomorrow morning. Where would you go?
Easy. London.
Huh. I know that's right. All right. One more. Give me one more.
Okay.
Y'all were fun. I'm going to have to bring you guys back. That's my beauty or brains?
Both.
No. You have to pick one.
I can't. Yeah, you can't.
No,
I can't.
You have to pick one.
I can't.
Yes, you can.
You can
the question says beauty or brains.
I understand it, but it's trying to put me in a box.
No, and I can't beauty get or box. Brains. Which one? Show us that you're shallow.
Right. Reveal yourself to the masses.
Right.
Listen.
Beauty. We know.
No.
Hey, we're going to bring you back.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, Blandon. If you can change one thing in the world, what would it be?
I could change one thing in the world.
How do you get
that
question?
My goodness. One thing?
One. I know the world messed up. It is.
The world is messed up.
It is. One thing. Come on.
More money for missionaries.
Oh, that's
what I
would do. He is so going to heaven.
All right, you guys. Dating up or dating down, we want to hear your thoughts. Make sure you are commenting. Shoot us your questions, thoughts, comments, all of that. We have had so much fun in the studio with these guys. Thank you, Blandon, with the Culture Couple.
Thank you.
You need an event plan, call him up. His information will be at the bottom. And we have me, before we author, King Mason, musician, philosopher, both of them. Thank you guys for joining me. You guys have been tuning in to Snap Talk with Chandra. Yes. We will catch you later.
Happy Valentine's Day, y'all.
Yes. Be with the one you love.
Thank you for tuning in to Snap Talk with Chandra, the podcast. Want to hear more?
Let's go!
Hit the subscribe button. Please rate and review.